Hi, I'm Terry Murphy, your host for this series. Did you ever stop to think how much you tolerate every day? Now, it's no wonder that every once in a while we become overwhelmed, frustrated, and a bit angry. But if you've ever thought about it and actually made a list of the hundreds of small things you put up with every day, you might be surprised at how much more you could enjoy life without the weight of these annoying but powerful energy drains. Now, our guest today is Life Coach Sandy Newman of North Brunswick, New Jersey. And Sandy's been a life coach since 1998 and has owned with her partner a corrugated box manufacturing business in New Jersey for over 31 years and a parking facility and shared office complex. Now, Sandy was the state president of NJABO, the largest state organization of its kind, and she's also served as president of the New Jersey Professional Coaches Association. She's an entrepreneur, understands business with a keen insight, and is an in-demand coach on issues that affect women and the many transitions in their lives every day. And today she's here to help us better understand about the energy drain of toleration in our lives. Hey, welcome, Sandy.
Hi, Terry. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us. Now, tell us about your coaching career and how you discovered why tolerations can be so destructive to a quality life.
Well, I've been coaching since 1998, and I studied originally with Thomas Leonard when coaching was just in its infancy. And one of the basic things that we learned early on is how important it is to take stock of what it is you're tolerating in your life, because every single thing you tolerate in your life bottles up little pockets of energy and keeps you from being all that you can be. As a coach, I assume that my clients are naturally creative, resourceful, and whole, and that the clients have the wisdom and access to all the resources they actually need to accomplish whatever goals they set for themselves. However, they need to have plenty of energy to move forward with stuff. As a coach, I don't pretend to have the answers, but I do have the questions that allow my clients to get clarity about what they really want, and they need tremendous amounts of energy to move themselves forward to where they want to go. So a good place to start when I coach with everyone, after I find out what it is they really want, the next thing I have to ask them is, what's stopping you? And very often, what's stopping them is the fact that they haven't got enough energy, get up and go and drive to do what they want to do. When someone tells me that's going on, the first thing I say to them is, what are you tolerating? And when we start eliminating some of the things they're tolerating, their energy skyrockets.
Well, I can believe that, because I remember when you asked me that question and what a profound aha it really was. I can't even tell you, the list went on, and the more I listed, the more I got. Why don't you share the question you asked me with our listeners today?
Well, the first question I ask is, what are you tolerating? What things are you putting up with in your family, at work, in your relationships, and with your friends? What things are you doing in your life that drain your energy? One of the things I find very often is continuously having something on your to-do list that you're never going to do. For heaven's sakes, just cross it off the list. One of the assignments I always give coaching clients is to make a list of 10 things, because I don't want them to have to deal with everything right at first. 10 things at a time is good, because usually the average client has about 60 things that they're tolerating, and it's more comfortable for them to start with small things they're tolerating. Make a list of 10 things that you're tolerating. And they're small things sometimes, like a missing button on a coat, or the phone wire is broken. And these are things that are easy to fix. And then I ask them to eliminate those things from their lives. One of the things people get satisfaction from is being able to eliminate these small tolerations. And it gives them, at some level, the idea that they have control over their lives. The next place I go to is, where do you have clutter in your life? Wherever you have clutter, that's something that people are that tolerate often. And clutter is a major energy drain, because you have to constantly be looking for stuff. Clutter really, really does drain your energy. So I ask them to make their spaces clear and make some order. Small things, like the top of their desk, for instance, or to clean out a closet, or to throw 10 things away. Because clutter really keeps new things, people, and opportunities for coming into your life. When your life is so cluttered, with all the things you have there and there's no order, you really get stuck.
I really understand what you're saying. And what's another energy drain?
Another big energy drain is being too busy. Very often we keep ourselves busy doing all kinds of things. We need to ask ourselves, is this important or is this urgent? And really schedule our lives so that we have gaps between our activities so we have time to breathe and take stock. If you're too busy, it's just like with space. Nothing new can flow into your life, your business, because you'll be so busy, you're using all this energy doing that, you won't have the awareness to notice if something good or wonderful flows into your life. If you're always so busy, also, other people who might want you to join them on new projects or promote you to the next level, or even who might want to go have lunch with you, won't ask you because they'll think you're so busy that you won't have time for them. So being too busy makes yourself not notice good opportunities that come your way and makes other people think that you have so much on your plate you can't handle new things.